Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Weeknd.
There's plenty for music lovers and foodies to get into this weekend. WBUR's senior arts and culture reporter Cristela Guerra joins us now to share the details of some events. Cristela, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Nice to have you in the studio.
Oh, it's such a pleasure.
We see each other in the halls all the time, but we don't get to work together like this.
No,
and
we
I've been looking forward to this all week. Thank you for coming in.
It is my honor, Steve.
There's a lot going on this weekend. Before we look ahead, though, Mayor Wu got to meet a reggaeton megastar this week. Is that correct?
She really did. And like everybody's jealous of it. Like she welcomed Bad Bunny ahead of his concert at Fenway last night. We actually have a clip of that concert that was found on YouTube.
One of the benefits of being mayor, I guess, you get to hobnob with the big stars like that and get to take a selfie of yourself with the big bunny.
I mean, basically. And I saw it last night. I saw it on Twitter at like 11. I started tweeting all my friends. I was like, is this the mayor of our city with El Conejo Malo? I was like, ma'am, you know, it's cool. And she also declared yesterday, Dia del Conejo Malo, Bad Bunny Day in the city of Boston. It's dope. I appreciate it. It's very, very cool.
Mm-hmm. So a warm welcome. Looking ahead, Cristela, there's a festival happening this weekend that's the first of its kind in Boston. Is that correct?
There is. So it's the South Asian American Theater Festival. It kicks off tonight at 6:30. It runs through Sunday. And so you've got stories, plays from South Asian culture, stand-ups, seminars. It's at the Dorothy and Charles Mosesian Center for the Arts. I'm hoping I'm saying that right. In Watertown. And day passes can be purchased for $30, or a full pass is $50.
Mm-hmm. This is the first one. Maybe in 100 years, they'll still be doing it. There's a festival coming up also that's been around for a little more than 100 years as well.
It has. I've been to this one. Have you been to this?
I have not.
So it's big. It's the annual Fisherman's Fest. It's in the North End, and it's in its 112th year. So it's a lot of food. Meatballs, sausages, pasta, cheesecake.
I will go.
I mean, you should. I highly recommend it. Kids' activities, live performances, parades. And it's just the feel of the North End. The streets just are full of people.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's music there, but are there some other things that music lovers can get involved with?
Yeah. So we've got a festival pop-up. It's called Soulful, like the word soulful. It's from our friends over at BAMS Fest. This is an event they're doing in partnership with the Belforge Art Center in Medfield. So you've got local R&B artists like Ava Sophia, who I know, and this is a little bit from her 2020 single Love is Love that can be found on Ava's YouTube channel. Oh, so nice. So Soulful is in Medfield from noon to 7 p.m. on Saturday. Listeners can attend for free. It's outside, so, you know, bring a blanket, dress comfortably. I think it'll be in the 80s. It's going to be nice.
That's great. Any other music events happening this weekend that we should know about?
So many, Steve. So tenor saxophonist Gregory Groover Jr. will be performing at the Tobin Community Center in Boston tomorrow. He's going to be playing pieces from his compilation Negro Spiritual Soul Book, or Negro Spiritual Songbook. And I think we've got a little bit of the message from Volume 2 that was released in 2021.
Let's listen to some of that.
Oh. There's a lot of stuff happening this weekend.
That's very nice.
That's really, really beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So his concert is at 5:30 on Saturday. Tickets are $40 for that.
Mm-hmm. Lots to do this weekend. You just listed probably the tip of the iceberg. I know there's more stuff going on. What are you getting into this weekend?
So it's funny you ask. I can't go to the whole thing, but I've been going for the last several years. I will be taking out my dancing shoes, my loafers. There are specific shoes you use for salsa, Steve. And this is the Boston Salsa Festival. It's in this weekend in Waltham. Workshops, performances, dancing until 1 in the morning. It's going to be like, It's very exciting.
Mm-hmm. I heard you mention last week that you are into salsa. I am not. Enlighten me here, will you please?
On the nature of salsa and what's amazing about it?
Mm-hmm.
My aunt tried to teach me when I was 11. She was not successful. I never took classes, but in my family, you couldn't go on New Year's Eve without dancing. So it's home.
Mm-hmm. What's it do for you?
It just makes me feel really connected to my culture. I mean, I'm from Panama. All my family dances. And I'm not saying we dance well,
mm-hmm.
but I'm saying we can't not dance if we hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've got two left feet. Would I be able to salsa?
We should go salsa dancing.
Would you be able to,
yes.
to enlighten me, get me moving?
All of BUR needs to know that I'm going to teach you how to salsa dance. that's what's happening.
Uh-oh. That might be dangerous. We've been speaking with Cristela Guerra, WBUR Senior Arts Reporter and our guide to the best of Greater Boston this weekend. Thanks for joining us again on Radio Boston. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, Steve.
Have a wonderful weekend. Let's end things today with a little Sazón. Here's Oscar de León with the 1986 hit Yoares. Well, that's our show for today. Radio Boston is produced by Chris Siderick, Amanda Beeland, and Sydney Bowles, with Bart Tachi and Andrea Hermdomo. Marquise Neal is our senior technical director. Titus Faladun is our executive producer. I'm Steve Brown. Tiziana will be back on Monday. Join her then for more Radio Boston.